Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio as we are wrapping up our championship Saturday coverage with a great weekend for the Pella Christian girls. They tie for fifth as a team, fifth place in the 4x400 relay with Anna DeBoof, Bailey Voss, Amaya Egri, and Josie Settles. First of all, you're about to go graduate, so I'm sure you ran extra fast, but what does it mean to be a part of this team and to have such a great finish here in the 4x4, and of course also tie for fifth as a team? That's a great finish.
I am just so overjoyed. I'm so honestly surprised coming in with just tons of freshmen that I heard were really fast, and then actually proved to be even faster than I had ever expected. So I am so pleased with how this season finished, and I cannot wait to see what they do next year.
Well, Ms. Settles, it feels like every time this group has come out the last couple weeks, you've gone faster and faster. Yeah. What has really been, in your mind, some of the keys to this constant improvement, and what's it been like to just watch all this growth happen in the final weeks of the season?
It's been such an honor, especially, like, running with these girls, and I'm just so happy that we, like, got faster, like, as a team. Like, especially, like, our goal, I feel like, was to run fast, like, for Anna, really, because, like, she hasn't done a lot of relays at state, so I'm just so excited and, like, so happy that we got to go for her.
Well, Amaya, you were a part of a group. I've talked to some of the others of eighth graders. We got to talk in June of last year about this possibility. What's it like to come in first season and have all these freshmen and sophomores and such a young team contribute to a fifth place finish?
Yeah, I know. It's just so surreal. I never dreamt that this would actually happen. It was more of like a dream to me. And just to see this plan out and stuff is just an amazing honor. And these group of girls are just amazing. And I've never had more fun my whole entire life.
The incomparable Bailey Voss has been very busy. She started early in the morning in the first race. Yes. You get to finish on the last race, stepping across the finish line for your team. What has this day, this weekend, this experience meant to you, Bailey?
I think I've just been really excited to have all these new opportunities. Like, I always wanted to run at the Blue Oval, but I never really thought it was possible. So just getting to run here so many times and competing against some of the best girls in the state helps me push, and I've gotten some of my best times. Just really satisfied with how I've competed and excited for hopefully next year.
Well, let's give the last word to the senior. This is the part where it gets a little emotional usually, but so many times these seniors, you get to walk off the field at Drake Stadium. What does it mean to have a medal around your neck, to walk away from Drake Stadium, finish your time in the maroon and gold with this special group of girls and this special experience?
Well, with each thing that they said, I'm about to cry. And honestly, just with how intense that race was, I'm just so proud. I'm so overjoyed, and I wish I could do it again next year with these girls, same team. I'm so pleased. I'm all glory to God, and He really showed it.
The Pella Christian 4x4 relay clinching a fifth place finish in Class 2A. Ladies, it was a fun weekend. Tyler and I had a blast getting to talk to all of you. Anna, all the best in your future.
Thank you.
And for the three of you, hopefully we'll see you back here next year. Thank you.
Thank you.